This is Bob Gersh with East Coast Capital. Today's topic, what's next for home prices and mortgage rates? What's next for home prices and mortgage rates? If you're thinking about making a move this year, there are two housing market factors that are probably on your mind: home prices and mortgage rates. You're wondering what's going to happen next, and if it's worth it to move now, or better to wait it out. The only thing you can really do is make the best decision you can based on the latest information available. So here's what experts are saying about what prices and rates will do. What's next for home prices? One reliable place you can turn to for information on home price forecasts is the Home Price Expectation Survey from Fannie Mae, a survey of over 100 economists, real estate experts, and investment and market strategists. According to the most recent release, experts are projecting home prices will continue to rise at least through 2028. See the graph posted on my blog at AskBobGersh.com. While the percentage of appreciation varies year to year, this survey says we'll see prices rise, not fall, for at least the next 5 years and at a much more normal pace. What does that mean for your move? If you buy now, your home will likely grow in value and you should gain equity in the years ahead. But based on these forecasts, if you wait and prices continue to climb, the price of a home will only be higher later on. Two. When will mortgage rates come down? This is a multi-million dollar question in the industry, and there's no easy way to answer it. That's because there are a number of factors that are contributing to the volatile mortgage rate environment we're in. Odetta Kucci, Deputy Chief Economist at First American, explains, "Every month brings a new set of inflation and labor data that can influence the direction of mortgage rates. Ongoing inflation, deceleration, a slowing economy, and even geopolitical uncertainty can continue to lower mortgage rates. On the other hand, data that signals upside risk of inflation may result in higher rates. What happens next will depend on where each of these factors goes from here. Experts are optimistic rates should still come down later this year, but acknowledge changing economic indicators will continue to have an impact. As a CNET article says, though mortgage rates could still go down later in the year, housing market predictions change regularly in response to economic data, geopolitical events, and more. So if you're ready, willing, and able to afford a home right now, partner with a trusted real estate advisor to weigh your options and decide what's right for you. The bottom line, let's connect to make sure you have the latest information available on home prices and mortgage rate expectations. Together, we'll go over what the experts are saying so you can make an informed decision on your move. This is Bob Gersh with East Coast Capital. This blog, video, and podcast Monday through Friday at AskBobGersh.com. Any questions, reach out to me through AskBobGersh.com. If you see me at a local coffee shop, tap me on the shoulder. Let's sit down and have coffee and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. If you like what you just heard, please subscribe to our site. We'd really appreciate that. And if you are looking to list your property and looking for what's available in listings currently in your area or anywhere in the country, check out our TV show. For details on the TV show, give us a call at 781-454-7138, and we'll give you all the details. Have a great day, great rest of the week. Enjoy life. Until next time, thank you.